Duh. Check, check, check. All right. I'm putting music on. Oh shit. Try the music in this hand. All right, now we got the music going. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy the Dean. Class is in session. Quick show today. Let me go ahead. The lines are open if you guys want to call in. We'll put the lines open. Shout out to the guys. We're doing an hour game. Can't do a show tonight. Son's birthday was yesterday. Daughter's birthday is today. And then your boy's birthday tomorrow. But tomorrow, because of the Game of Thrones is coming back, I wanted to talk Game of Thrones and everything, but not just the Game of Thrones, the mindset. But if you guys have a question, go ahead and put it in. And I welcome all you guys to this, okay? We're here to answer any of your questions, man. I appreciate all you guys in here. Shout out to all you guys. If you have a question, go ahead and ask, man. We're going to just do an hour show, chopping up game. And we're going to get into it. But if you have a question, gentlemen, please just put a cue in there, okay? I am a huge Game of Thrones fan, man. I had the iron chair as well, but I didn't want to break it out for this. But I wanted to talk to y'all guys out here about really game. So what we want you guys to do here, we ask all you guys to do out here is to make sure, let me get over a little bit so I can get over to line everything up. There we go. So I just want to make sure all you guys have everything y'all need. Guys, you got a question. Lines are open. I guess I didn't even plug in the call over here. Shit. But we're going to talk about it real quick. We got an hour show answering y'all questions and all that. Just put a cue, and we'll definitely chop it up with you guys. But I want to talk about the Lannister, Tywin Lannister. And what I love about this guy, I've always loved in the Game of Thrones, is how he moved as a man. And that's what I want you guys to kind of like do, move as men. Question here, gentleman says, I had a girl come to see me last week. It cost her $80 to get here. And as she was here for the night, we had some food and I paid. Was I right to pay or should I split the bill? This is what I understand. When I had women come to see me and everything, I wanted to make sure that I cooked for her. One of the things my mentor made me do when I was young, I had to go to do this thing called home economics. They don't have that shit anymore. I had to learn how to cook and sew and shit. Now, the sewing wasn't a big deal. But I learned how to cook, and I wanted to be a great host to a guest. But if somebody's coming to see you and they're a visitor of yours, then by all means, there's nothing wrong to do it. But here's the thing. If you're paying to spend time with her, that's one thing. But if you're tricking over sex, if you're putting this money towards you having sex, then you're tricking. So I wouldn't have done that. But I can't tell you what to do, Lawrence. You are your own man. You're not a student of mine because we wouldn't do any of that silly shit you're doing. But next question, how do I apply 50% off the Texan Toolkit to master to be, how do I apply the 50% off the Texan Toolkit? I don't know what you're talking about, sir. You got to send a message. I don't know what are you talking about, 50% off? There is no 50% off. I don't know what you're talking about. So if you are, if you're trying to get a product or something, follow the directions that are in there. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Well, the book's going to drop soon. There's just so much stuff going on with that. There's so many things we got to do. But anyway, let me get back to the show, guys. If you have questions, go ahead and ask. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. And we're talking about Tyrion Lannister, and we are actually talking, gentlemen, today, what we're talking about and what we're discussing today, gentlemen. We're going to talk about and we're going to discuss his strength as a man and what he did as a man and how he moved as a man. And that's what the discussion we're going to have today about Tyrion Lannister. So we want you guys to get your questions in. If you want to call in, please call in. We want to make sure that we answer all questions and all the other stuff. So make sure you guys do that, and we will chop it up for an hour. But I want to talk about the mindset. I want to talk about the mindset of how he moved as a man, because the way he moved as a man was is a very, very beautiful thing that I love to talk to y'all guys about, and how a man moves. You know, when I was getting into the game at 9, one thing I would learn a lot is about, again, I was always telling you, flexibility. That's one thing we kind of talked about the other day, flexibility, as far as being able to maneuver and be air, sand, and water. That was the important thing, air, sand, and water, not having a fixed mindset. Most guys have a fixed mindset because they want the world to work for them, but yet they don't take the time to see that the world does not work for you. You got to work for yourself and let everything come into place for you, gentlemen. So, but what I loved about him is not only the flexibility that he showed on the shows. This is something that all men need to be, is very flexible. They must be calm under pressure. They must have organization, strategic thinking, and sexual capabilities that go beyond just penetrating the body. And I'll talk about a few of these. I mean, there's so many things to talk about in this hour, but I talk about a few of these things unless you have a question. But I think the one I love the most is the strategic thinking. And let me lower it down a little bit. Why I love the strategic thinking the most out of everything is because everything that we show you guys out here as far as the game goes is all about position. And it's all about putting yourself in a good position to be able to win with women. And that's, to me, that's really important to the game, to me, and all of this stuff. So what we ask all you guys to do is to think about how you move as a man. A lot of people don't take the time to do that. A lot of people don't take time. Let me lower this down. Wow, this is louder. Let me see. So I'm going to put this down a bit. There you go. A lot of people don't take the time to strategically think and also be calm under the pressure. But there is no pressure when you actually know what it is you're doing, how you're moving. And just moving that way is going to technically change up the game for a lot of you guys. And that's something that he had that made him unique and special. And this is something, leadership skills, that a lot of you guys, when you start to implement these things for yourself, everything that happens in your life is going to change, especially when you can actually adapt. The flexibility is always about adapting, okay, to not only unexpected situations and stuff like that, but to be able to adapt to the unexpected, but also be able to lead the unexpected. See, for a lot of us, we want everything to go our way. We want things to move our way. But then all of a sudden, when something else happens or pops off, sometimes we will get a little bit nervous over that situation. And that's why it's so important to make sure that at the end of the day, you are able to adapt to to everything that goes on in your life, but not adapting to what you're feeling, but you've got to take in a place in what the other person is thinking and what the other person is feeling. And when you can start to do that, everything is going to actually change for you guys. The line, if you want to call in, 563-999-3056. If y'all want to ask a question, put a Q in there. And we're chopping it up right now, talking about game, because Game of Thrones is dropping coming on Sunday. They would have to drop it on my birthday, but that's the best part about Game of Thrones. It's coming on my birthday, goddammit. But being calm and the pressure and having organization. Organization is not just organizing your thoughts, but organizing to move to get results. You know, we can organize our thoughts, but are the organization or the organizing that you're doing of your thoughts, is it going to technically move you where you want to go? And as I always say for so many guys, if where you want to go is the bedroom, then you will actually lose in a game. We got to make sure that winners win and all that other stuff. Well, it's not about, well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. If your intention is just to have sex, then I don't understand why you just don't ask for it and get it out of the way. My attention is always on me. What's weird about game that y'all don't understand is, okay, if I were to actually state my intention is about me. See, when one is not connected to himself, he will say, I want to have sex with you. You as in her meaning the last thing. That's where you leave the importance at the last thing. I don't want to have sex with her. I want to conquer and challenge myself to position myself so she can fuck me. See, if your intention ends with a you, as in her, it doesn't end in a me, as in I, then you can see the difference between an intent and a result. Let me bring in 305. Let me see if the phone is working, 305. I hope you can answer the call. 305, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you, boss. How you doing, man?
Damn,
how you doing, Steve? You all right?
305. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Hold on. 305.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, yeah, wait, hold on a second. Wait, you can hear me, 305?
You get.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me. we got a lot of repeat. Let me do something real quick. Hold on. I apologize for that. Okay, can you hear me now, 305?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfectly. Okay, thank you, sir. What's going on, buddy? I appreciate it. You're the first caller on the new thing I got set up, so I appreciate you calling. How can I help you, brother? What's up? Okay, how can I help you? Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
All right, I can hear you. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, he can. Wait, can you hear me? 305, I guess he can't. 305.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hold on. Wait.
I'm right here.
Oh, wait. Hold on. 305. Let me ask him again. I'm trying to see if he can hear me. 305. I'm going to open you up again. Can you hear me, 305? 305. Hello. Can you hear me? Yes or no? Can you hear me?
Yes, right. I can hear you. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. If I can hear you, where's your question? Where's your question?
Yes. Okay, my bad. I was calling. I was still right. So I'm in the process of learning games.
Wait, I can't fix your phone. Wait, stop. Mm-hmm. Fix your phone.
Okay.
You're breaking up. No, call back. All right, I had to let you go. Call back. I tried. Call back. Okay, call back. You got to call back. I don't understand what he's saying. I have no idea what he's saying. He's like, yeah, can you hear me and all this other stuff? I didn't understand. I think the lines work, but he's got to call back. So hopefully he'll call back and I'll bring him back in. But his phone is really crappy. Sounds outside and it's breaking up. So I couldn't understand the thing that he was saying. Yeah, he was cutting up a lot. Yeah, so hopefully he will call back. But guys, y'all can't call if you have a question and all this other stuff. Hopefully if he calls back, I will bring him in. But as I was saying before, to get back to y'all guys until we get a phone call, is that I was explaining to you guys about how adaptability is very important in this game and to be able to adapt to the situation. Let me try them again. 305, can you hear me, sir? Hello.
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes. What's your question, sir?
Okay. So my question is basically I'm in the process of learning game. I got the course and everything, and basically I'm still in my bad behaviors, and I still hear, you know, Ninja, and basically I'm just trying to see how would you, because I make it click. It clicks to me every once in a while.
How long have you been listening to us for? How long have you been listening to us for?
Maybe a year. Not a year. Maybe like 6 months.
All right. Where are your puzzle pieces at? You have your puzzle pieces?
Yes, I have my puzzle pieces. I've been doing my puzzle pieces.
Then you have to keep doing them. You're not doing it right. You're not doing it right.
Okay.
Because tell me what you're doing. Are you just putting it together? What are you doing with your puzzle pieces? How are you putting your puzzle pieces together?
I'm putting them together. Sometimes when I talk, I say, okay, this look like they go right there. All right, that go right there. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I don't go into more detail, though. And I don't.
But why don't you go into more detail? Why are you not communicating with yourself more?
I got to really figure out a way to do that. Like, I got to really
figure out a way to do that. Wait, you just did it. I'm asking you, why don't you do it more?
I'm not sure why I don't do it more.
Well, that's okay. You should be doing it more, but what I'm saying to you, sir, that what I don't understand is that you're saying something's in your head, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What is it that you're saying to yourself that's in your head?
So basically I would tell myself this is the right way. And then myself or the different part of me or me, I would say, no, this is not the right way. This is that. Or I'll try to look around and see.
What is your right way? Let's start there. What is your right way?
My right way is to knowing myself. Well, I would say like it's to knowing myself, but also how to speak and how to talk and how to behave.
All right,
certain things.
All right, wait. Okay, there's something going on. Does this have to do with a fucking woman? It has to be do with a woman, right? Right?
You mean since the beginning or now?
Well, no, since right
since
now.
Since the beginning or now?
What context are you talking about? Does this deal with a woman? What is this conversation you're having dealing with what?
No, this has nothing to do with a woman, though.
It
has something to do with.
Have to deal with, man. Answer the question. I'm gonna hang up on your ass. Come on, you're too goddamn old not to answer the question. What does it have to deal with?
Right. It has to do with a lot of things around me saying that I'm gay. I'm not gay, but that's the voice that I hear outside of me.
God damn, dude. Come on, man. You're not a goddamn kid.
The bubble. Right. I mean the bubble that I'm in.
What is going on to make you say the things that you're saying?
For example, I'll be walking out and walking, and I'll just be trying to study the game and have it regurgitate in my head over and over again so I can start
what
to
game
do certain
is it
things.
That you're studying while you're fucking walking? What are you talking about?
Let me see. I'm studying how to get out of this certain mindset that I'm in.
What mindset are you fucking in? What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about, sir?
The mindset of me being a certain type of person that I know I'm not.
A certain type of person to who? To who? To what?
To me.
What is the situation where you're having this problem?
The situation is I will walk outside and I will get nosed everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I get nosed.
No,
man,
from what?
Look at another girl.
Dude, you said it wasn't about women. Now it's about women?
It's not.
Well, then what the fuck are you getting
it's not about
from?
Women.
Then what are you getting a no from? Who's giving you no? Hello?
A man will look at somebody else or...
Who
is
saying no to you, sir?
The people around me, walking around me.
Who?
But it's because of the...
Who?
The people, when I walk outside, it's the people around me. They're telling me no.
You're saying you're walking outside and people are just saying no to you. Is that what the fuck you're telling me? You're walking down the street and a guy just walks up and says no? Is that what the fuck you're saying?
Yeah.
You're saying that you're walking and a guy looks at you and says no for no apparent reason.
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, hang up. This ain't for you. Please don't fucking... This is not for you. This is not for you. You need to get a therapist because something is mentally broken in your ass. There is no fucking way that you're walking down the street and people who just automatically walk up to you for no reason and say no to you, goddammit.
I personally think that it's because of I create my world.
No,
I create my environment, though.
Stop, motherfucker. Listen to me, dumbass. You're telling me and everybody listening that you're walking down the street minding your own business and some motherfucker will literally cross the street, walk right in your face and say no?
No, they don't walk right in my face. They don't walk right in my face. I just hear it. Well, I just see it in the corner of my eye or I see it.
See what?
Doing it to other people.
Are you fucking see what?
I understand what you're saying, though. I understand what you're saying, though.
You don't understand what the fuck you're saying. I don't understand what the fuck you're saying. What the fuck person is saying no to you that is not saying no to you, motherfucker?
It's probably just in my head.
I'm hanging up on you. Just get the fuck off my phone. Do not call me anymore. Get some fucking help. There is no way I can help a dumbass like that. And I hate to be mean to people, but you cannot tell me that you walk down the street and people are saying no to you in the corner of your eye. That doesn't make any sense, guys. That doesn't make any sense. That's he needs therapy. He needs to lay on a couch in a white room, a white padded room, and talk to somebody. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Jesus Christ. That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, let me get back to my dogs out here. Shout out to y'all guys. Y'all got a question, we got y'all, man. As I was saying to y'all guys, we can't talk about that silly ass shit. I'm sorry anyway. But as I was saying to you guys out here, one thing that I try to get you guys to do is learn about loyalty and unconditional love. And I'm not saying the loyalty to anybody else outside of yourself. And the unconditional love is not about anything about it to anybody else. It is something that is lacking in your world right now because most of you guys are not loyal to yourselves. Your loyalty is whatever the woman or however open her legs are to you. And that's what you're loyal to. And that's why a lot of you guys are going to have problems in the game because your loyalty is not to what it's supposed to be. Why is it that I'm working on myself when I approach a female, I'm blank? How am I going to lead her to me? Because you ain't got no fucking game, dude. I don't know why you keep asking me these same questions. And the answer is, you know what? No, the answer is not become a student. This ain't for you. How is that? This is not for you. Because all you do is ask me all these feminine-ass questions. The answer at the end of the day is always get help, get coaching, but you don't want it. So please stop asking me. Don't ask me another question again. Do not ask me any more questions. I do not. Talk to everybody else in the room. Do not talk to me or I will ban you. Do not talk to me. I you know what, guys? This motherfucker has always asked the same stupid-ass question in different ways. And I give him the same answer, and he does it again. I got to nip that in the bud, guys. I got to nip that goofy-ass shit in the bud. I got to nip that in the bud. Because the thing is, this is why y'all guys lose. You don't want to put any loyalty. You're not even loyal to yourself. You're not even loyal to learning. You're not even loyal to yourself or loyal to learning game, gentlemen. And this is why so many of you guys mess up and you cannot live as a king in your own kingdom. You cannot be a king in your kingdom when you're worried about what other people think. And you can't be a king when you're not even loyal to yourself. There is no loyalty with you guys out here. As a man, you must be unconditionally, madly in love with yourself and loyal to not only yourself, but your communication to yourself, gentlemen. If you are not loyal to yourself and you cannot communicate to yourself, then you're going to lose. Because as a man, you've got to monitor your situations. You've got to organize situations. You've got to solve situations. And you've got to collaborate with yourself to better position yourself in situations, but also delegating who you want to do work for you. And as we did before, and as I showed you guys before, when we showed you here back on the board and everything, was what? This is where the delegation comes in at. This is where the loyalty comes in at. The delegation and the loyalty that comes in is what we kind of went over and we kind of talked about before when we looked at the board. Now, we're not going to write on the board today, but it's still here, as you can see on the board, that y'all can see that you got your scribe and your marketing team. Oops, sorry, scribe and marketing team right there. The delegation is who you put at your table. Who do you put at your table while you're delegating? And as long as you can do that and start delegating how you think and how you move, that is how you're going to win in the game, okay? You're not going to win in this game by not delegating, okay? Ryan, well, I love what this young man is saying. Great job, dog. This is beautiful. Scribe your words. Mark your – goddamn, dude. This is great. My friend, I don't know who you are, but I got to make sure you got a wrench. I don't know who the fuck you are, but I'm going to give you a wrench because you fucking get it, man. This is – What you just said right there. That's,
and you need this done by when?
Oh, that's beautiful. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and make sure that you have a wrench because what you're saying is a beautiful thing, and that's what we're trying to get you guys to see. Let me just double check and see if you got a wrench because I love what this young man is saying. Let me just double check and see if you got a wrench. Hold on. Let me see here. No, I got to give you one. Dog, listen to what he's saying. This is beautiful. This is what makes mentors excited. This is what makes a dating coach to a student excited when they pay attention. Scribe your words. Market your thoughts. Imagine a situation that you apply your words. Take it to the film room. So you will see what's – that's beautiful. That's that's a man that is paying attention to the game. And that is someone that I truly appreciate. I welcome you to the Meat Pill community, and I appreciate what you're doing, but that is an excellent, excellent thing. That's beauty right there. And that what bothers me is most of you guys don't even think this deep as this young man. Because when you are a student of the game, and even if he's not a student of the game, it sounds like he wants to be one because he's actually listening, paying attention, and utilizing the information. And that I commend you on that. That was a very awesome thing, and I commend you on that, sir. Very good. But also what you've got to do, gentlemen, as king, is you also – you got to – it's your – delegation, flexibility, it's how you decision, and you've got to be able to forecast where you're going to be in a certain thing. So if making a woman smile, gentlemen, is something that you want to do, what is the forecast that you see? Let's say you have an idea, you want to make a woman smile, okay? You want to use one thing to make her smile. Let's say, now I won't use woman smile. Gentlemen, let's take a moment and I'll give you an example. Let's not make her smile. Let's look at a position, okay? Let's go to a position, all right? So what if, let me find a position. Okay, so let's look at a position. All right, gentlemen, get your crayons out. So what if your position was being able to express why you have wine above your bed? That's the position you're looking at. So here's the question with the marketing team, and you sitting at the table, what is the forecast to get that end result? Y'all don't even do this. I know y'all don't do this, and this is new, but y'all don't even do this. You don't even forecast how to say what it is you're going to say, but what's the date of the forecast that you want to present that said thing to yourself to be able to perfect it. So whatever it is, again, whatever it is you're doing, are you forecasting to yourself a set date of when this thing, that whatever that thing is going to be done? When's the last time that you guys have done that? The last time that you guys say that you're going to do something, okay? And for a lot of you guys, maybe it's approach a woman or learn your bid or whatever it is. Have any of you guys ever forecasted to yourself a timeline? Now, if most of you guys, if you're in the corporate world and things like that, there are always deadlines. There are always deadlines. You cannot accept it, move past the deadline. If your boss, CEO, or vice president has a project for you, there has to be a deadline to be able to present to. All right, so let's look at 1, 2, and 3. So there, let's say you're just trying to sell. I don't know. I love one of my favorite deodorants. Let's say you're trying to sell this right here. All right, this blue right here, and it has to go through a certain pipeline. So I'll give you an example. Let's say that you're 30 days away. You're coming up with an idea and you got to sell this. You got 30 days for it to go and start beginning the production. Okay. So the forecast thought processes is, okay, if 30 days is my end or deadline, there are other subsystem deadlines that you have to reach. You must create the project and deadline it for yourself. And then you must present that project to your boss so he can approve it. So then your boss or you can go to his boss to go ahead and delegate or have a meeting of that thing. So when the boss's boss goes upstairs to the vice president or the owner of the company, it's got to be signed off and approved. So you see the levels of debt. There's got to be forecasted deadlines before the main deadline is reached, because once it's signed off, then there are ramifications and legal jargon and all that other stuff before it moves in to quote-unquote production. Production's in 30 days. Then you have a set deadline to get this thing done. And then you must present it by at this time to your boss. And then at that point, there's going to be the changes that are going to be made and stuff between that point, where then you re-bring it to him and he approves it. And he brings it to his boss. And maybe his boss has some things that want to be added on or taken away. Then it moves to the next boss. Do you see what I'm saying? So, but why am I saying this to you? Because it's still, it's the same thing with the game. It's the exact same thing. Let me grab it for you. But it's all, again, it's all about delegation. Okay. Let me show you. It's about delegating. Okay. So delegating. So if I start off with my scribe and delegate with my scribe, and my scribe will have to delegate that. And once it gets through the scribe, we've got to either move to the marketing team, the blacksmith, or be able to have an idea of how we're going to move and build this thing. Do you see what I'm saying? See, what a lot of y'all guys do is that you don't delegate game. You say you want to do things, but you cannot just say, I want to do a certain thing, okay? All right? It's not about... I want to do a certain thing. It's about the timeline. It's about the timeline in which I want to do said thing. Okay, listen to what I'm saying. So if I want to learn, I don't even want to talk about bid. I'm trying to give y'all something that y'all can understand. Okay. All right, let's say that you met a woman, exchange information, and it's time for the first phone call, time for the first message. The first message should not be thought about when it comes time for the first message. The first message should already be in your mind of where you want to go, okay? Where you want to go, okay? Think about what I'm saying. So what I would do, okay, I'll give you an idea. So if I, again, if I have an idea, my first place I got to take it to is my scribe. I write the thought down. It's in a thought process. Okay. It's just a thought. Nothing is nothing. There's no deadlines to the thought. But once I marked that thought to myself and I marked it, why it's important to do that one thing of many things, then it is at that point that I will then create deadlines of what I need to do. So it is like you're giving yourself a presentation to your king. It is like you are actually talking to yourself, coming up with deadlines of what you've got to do to reach certain things to get to. Let's say, okay, so at the end, we always talk about the your Senate, okay, the thing that makes laws, all right? Before you can get it to the Senate, it's got to go through other processes, because once it reaches the Senate, it becomes a non-negotiable. Once it reaches the Senate, listen to me, guys, it's a non-negotiable. That means you're going to do it all the time, and that's why the processes that you have to take for yourself are very important, because you have got to actually believe in the thing that it is that you want to do. Because if you don't believe in the thing that you want to do, it will never get done. It will just sit on the floor and there will be nobody to move on it. But because my mind is all about deadlines and getting things done, gentlemen, I make sure that I have checks and balances, and I make sure that moving forward, okay, is doing what it is I need to do, okay? So what I'm saying is that I have to write it down, then I must market it, and I must understand why I need to do that one thing. why is this important to me? But the key word is, why is it important to me? It's not why is it important to her. It's why it's important to me. And once I know what why is important to me, then that's step one. Then it's time to set a deadline. Okay, well, this is the deadline. Okay, my deadline is, I don't know, I say if I want to do something, I give myself a short deadline. But what my deadline is, I don't want to tell you, because I don't want you guys to try to make deadlines that you can't, there's no commitment to yourself. So this is why it's got to be a slow process for you guys. But there's got to be a deadline that you must create. But it's not the deadline of the end of all end deadlines. You got to go to that process step by step. And then once you have marketed, the next deadline you should reach is the why you want to do this. Then after you set that deadline, then you got to work on the deadline of, how will I defend this thing if that woman challenges me? And then you got to hit the deadline of, how am I going to stand on what it is that I'm trying to do? Then after you deadline what I'm trying to do, or standing on what I want to do, is the deadline of how I'm going to express what I'm is. And so if you're looking at it, every little step that you take is a step of you really talking and communicating and push yourself further. But most of you guys don't even think this way, because most of you guys look at everything as white and black. Now, the only thing you can see is white is black, is that you either have game or you don't. But other than that, you guys should be able to use your thoughts, use your experiences, and use what goes on in your mind to be able to create things to push yourself forward. An example of what I want to quit an addiction. Well, no, that's not going to help you. You guys don't understand how addictions work, and that's one of the things as a conqueror. You can't break an addiction, dog. I'm sorry. That's why you never get addicted to anything, man. We ain't supposed to be addicted to shit. You can't get rid of an addiction, brother. That's a lie. All these motherfuckers that are alcoholics that go around Alcoholic Anonymous and shit, and keep getting those goddamn coins and shit. You can't even be in a bar without having a drink. I mean, as I tell you guys before, the thing about addiction is, this is why you never get addicted to shit, dog, except to you. If there is one addiction you should have, it should be addiction to you. But you can't stop an addiction. You can't. You can't. You cannot do that. But your problem is that you've got, okay, I'm so glad that I'm not an alcoholic or I don't do drugs and shit. I'm so glad at that, because I'm so glad I'm addicted to myself. But as I say to you guys out there, you when you become addicted to something, this is why I want to conquer. Because the addiction is not what you tell yourself. The addiction is so in your goddamn core, it cannot be taken out. And again, if you want, sure, you can cover it up and run away from it. But what man runs away from himself? So you're kind of like self-sabotage yourself. And that's why we always want you guys here to be a focused mind and not be getting caught up and addicted to shit that you cannot control, because then you're the bitch to the addiction, which means that you're never going to give yourself 100% of you, because you're giving 100% to that goddamn addiction that's holding you in. That's why I tell you game is so important to lock these women in, because if you become an addiction, then they're fucked. But when you're addicted to something, like okay, I will tell you my addiction. My addiction, my first, I have two major addictions, and I am not ashamed to tell you those two major addictions. My first addiction started in 1971. I was born in 1971. So my addiction started when I was 6 or 7 years old. And I went into this, when I went to the store, there was this machine called an arcade. It was an arcade machine. And back then you had to take a quarter and you had to put it in there. We would go to Pizza Hut. They had a flat thing. We had to put a quarter in there and we would play what is called a video game that was on the computer. That's what started my addiction. I am 51 years old. I've got a PlayStation 5, an Xbox. I am addicted to game. I always say, if I lose, don't let me lose this. Don't. I need my index and my thumb. I can lose these three. Just keep these. That's my first addiction. This is my drugs and my drinking. This is my relaxation. This is my thing. That started in when I was like 5 years old. That addiction started there. So I just wanted to share that addiction. My second addiction was me. I became addicted to me, all right? And when I became addicted to myself, the feeling that I guess the next show we should do, you should be a crack addict. You should be a drug addict because y'all should be cracked out on yourselves. I am so addicted to me. I am so addicted to me and what I do. That supersedes everything. That's an I am. But the average people out there, they're addicted to I do's. Now this is an I do. I'm addicted to this I do, but guess what? I can put this shit down and I'm not going to have sweats and I'm not going to shake and all that other shit. That's it. I can put this down. But there are things that people are taking and substances that they're taking that they cannot control. A lot of this and a lot of that or whatever. That's why I keep trying to tell you guys out there that this is why she should be addicted to you. But again, I'm not knocking you if you're addicted to a substance. You are, but you're never free when you're addicted to something that you need. If you don't get it, your body's going to have a reverse action to it. Your body's going to do things to really make you want that thing. So there lies a problem, but it's no knock on you guys. Just a lot of you guys are just whatever you're addicted to, you're addicted to. You know what I mean? No. We got to be better men. We got to be better men. I've always been around drugs. I've always been around alcohol. Even as a whore, when you go to those places, there's nothing but drugs. Drugs all over the place. Drugs and all kind of shit. We cannot sit and say we make mistakes. You made a choice. And it's not a knock. I'm not trying to knock you, but you chose to do that shit. So that's what I'm saying. It is hard to really focus as a man when you have something that a chemical or something that has hit you so hard that you got to try to run away from it. You never run away from yourself. That's the thing about being a man. That's why I listen, and I'm not here to judge. This is not a judgment. I'm not here to if you're addicted to something, or you do drugs, that doesn't make you a bad person. I just want to say that for the record. I'm not saying you're a bad person. What I am saying is that I'm trying to get you guys to become addicted to yourselves, so you stop. If you're going to run somewhere, run to yourself, versus run to getting a substance to nullify that pain you're feeling, because if you're drinking or if you're doing something else. So that's what we want to talk about. But, like I said before, we only have about 8 more minutes left in the show if you got any more questions. But what's important here is that, and we look at Tyrion Lannister and everything I'm saying, this is what kings do. Kings are focused on kingdom and kings are focused on how the kingdom moves according to who they are. And you are the only thing that can move according to who you are. You cannot force somebody to be something that you want them to be. You want to let them, you want them enough wiggle room where they see it and say to themselves, I want to change because of, you know, you saw it like that. So last go round of questions and everything, okay? Oh, yeah, well, that's good. I mean, I'm playing Madden. I'm a gamer, dog. And listen, I am a gamer. That is a love and a passion and a hobby and all that other stuff for me. That's my alcohol, my liquor. That's the gaming. I love it. I've always gamed. I was always playing video games, man, all the time. You know what I mean? While I'm in the film room, can you do a scribe at the same time? I did that mistake the first time. Well, what I'm saying is that you're going to listen when you have, remember when you're in your film room, you've got to take notes and figure it out. So don't think your scribe is not in the back corner trying to write all that stuff down. You just can't sit there and say, okay, I got to change without trying to create the change, gentlemen. Wait a second. Oh, man, I hope this ain't the, I got another call. I hope this ain't the right fucking same person. Please don't let this. Error code 305, what's your question? How can I help you?
Boss, man, I just really need your help. I'm sorry for the way that it ended up ending off the last time we spoke. But I just really need your help right now, man. It's really serious, boss.
I do not understand what you're talking about. What is your question?
So, basically, I'm getting hypnotizing myself.
You're wrong place. You know, get the fuck off, dude. Stop calling. This is not for you. I thought it was the same number, but I just didn't think about it. This is not for him. I'm not going to talk to this guy. This guy needs serious help. He ain't ready for the game. You said, I can never learn game until I get rid of this addiction I have. No, I'm not saying you can't. Okay, listen to me. This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when you have game at your core, you're putting 100% in yourself, 100% in yourself. And if you take anything away from yourself and put it in something outside of yourself to make yourself feel better, then you're not going to be at 100%. Listen, if you have an addiction, then do what you can. But this is what I keep trying to tell you guys. You're not... I don't understand. 603, I'll bring you 1 second. I don't understand why y'all guys don't understand that you can't get rid of an addiction. That's why we want to become addicted. That's why we want the woman to be addicted to us. Let me bring in 603. What's your question, 603? What's up?
Hi, Steve. I wanted to call in basically to ask about
what you
were highlighting on earlier in regards to, like, the steps I have to go through in my mind and, like, the example you said a few minutes ago about, like, meeting a woman. So, for example, like, something else, like, you've spoken about, like, I'll just take the painting. I just want to make sure I'm understanding, like, the whole process that comes with.
All right, so you want to take the painting. All right, the painting, right?
Okay, yeah, so I'll take the painting. So, like, the communication I'll have with myself.
Let me pull up the painting for all the guys so they can see what I'm talking about. So, okay, we're going to take the painting. Okay, so... I'll break the painting down to you. Okay. So the painting, all right. All right. So let me pull this up so y'all guys can see. So the painting, okay. So the painting. The reason I'm sitting down with my marketing team. Okay. My thought is the painting, but this is how I'm going to sell the painting. Number one, it's going to be one of the number one reasons I can not only talk about sex, but it will allow me to educate the woman. It'll allow me to elevate the woman. And it will also show the woman that I am the kind of man that looks beyond the outer layer of the painting. All right. That's just the thing. Okay. That's the way I'm marketing it to myself. Okay. So this is like my why, okay? Now, I won't ever have to defend that position, but if I needed to defend it or if I'm asked a question, why do I have that painting on the wall? Because one thing I love to do is I love to look at things for what they are and not what they could be. And what a lot of women will do that I've seen in my life, they look at the world and they, you see what I'm saying? How I defend the position? See how I did?
Yeah,
I defend
the position.
So then to stand on the position, standing on the position of, you know what, well, why do you have nude art and why do you have these paintings? Because this is something I love to have. I find the woman's body or the body, there's beauty and art in the body. There's beauty and art in the mind. And see, this is me standing on it. So beauty and art in the mind, because a lot of women don't see the things that I see in them. But this is how it then goes into the expression of how I can express myself to show her through that artwork that I'm the kind of guy that's not going to look at you from the surface. Fuck your surface. Your surface is boring to me. I'm trying to look beyond the surface. I'm trying to look what's beyond the surface. Does that make any sense? I'm going beyond the surface. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, it makes sense.
Hold on. But you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So once I get all that, okay, once I have all that locked down, right? So then, before I even make it to my Senate, right? Guess where I can go? I can take all that information and put it right in my studio. Turn knobs up and turn knobs down. Because in my studio, what are my tracks? Sensual, sexual, romantic, kinky, dirty, sensual, smooth, naughty. You see what I'm saying? So I can take all that information and put it in my tracks and mix some stuff down. Once I mix that down, then I can take that shit to my culinary school or my mother. I'm doing all in house. You see, all in house. So once it becomes law, it's a non-negotiable. That means when she sees that photo, I'm already locked in on everything I need to be locked in on. The question is how do I want to attack warrior her mind with the information? Do I want to do it in a smooth way, a romantic way, a kinky, a dirty, a sexual, a sensual? You see what I'm saying? So that's just all for one thing. That's the beauty of what I'm trying to show you. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yeah. So just to go through it really quickly. So like I would market my, like I would see the painting first. It's made by a woman, and by looking at the painting, I automatically start communicating to myself about what the painting is to me. And once I
But you gotta describe. Wait, you're not okay. You're not using.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a step back. Hold on, Wait. You forgot one thing. Remember the one of the big purple. Your detective. Your detective.
Oh yeah.
See,
okay, so the detective finds it.
Well, right. Remember, the detective is looking, okay, who's the painter? Is she a man or a woman? I usually want female painters because that is more of a connection to the woman looking at the artwork because she can see the mindset of the female painter. I don't want paintings from dudes. I want them from women because when women are showing you paintings like this, they're describing something. See, so the detective is finding out who the painter is and then, and then going towards that. You see what I'm saying? Because all part of that is from within the marketing. So I'm just showing you how every body that you have plays a role in all this. But I'm listening. 980, stay there, buddy. I got you next. Go ahead. What's up? What you got?
Okay. So then after that, like I say, like, what is this painting to me? This is what I see in the painting. This is why I see those things in the painting. And then that all starts to describe. And after I've done that, I can then take it to my boardroom. And inside the boardroom, there's the amusement park, the marketing team,
Wait. But here's the beautiful thing. You get to choose who you want in the boardroom.
Oh, okay.
You get to pick. That's the beautiful thing. You get to choose who you want in there. You know your scribe, your marketing team is going to be in there. But if I gave you something, right? Guess who has to be? Who would be in the boardroom? If I gave you some information, Who else would be in that boardroom that you need in there?
I need my blacksmith.
There you go. Yes. Because he is going to form the information for you. Good fucking job. Now you're getting it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, but go ahead with what you were saying. In your boardroom, you have all those characters
in
there.
Okay, so there's the imagination and there's the guy.
Yes.
And then after I then communicate to myself, how do I want to use this to position myself? And this has nothing to do with the woman. This has to do with how I position this to myself, for myself.
And guess what?
Right?
Then that is just one chapter of millions of chapters in your stores that you can pull out. That everything you're doing right there is one move that you can do anytime you want to, and you just put it away and create another move.
Okay. I'm getting it.
You can keep taking them. You keep your blacksmith in there if I'm giving you information, but if you're coming up with yourself, you don't need a blacksmith because it's your information, right? So you won't need him.
Yes, that's true.
Right. So then, like you say, your guide, because once you have your guide has to what? Guide the woman to explain
decide where am I going to lead her? Why am I going to lead her? And how am I going to?
Yes.
And then this all happens before I meet her. So this is everything.
This happens before you meet all of them. That's like he tried to tell you. This is all. Okay. Think about this. You know your numbers and your alphabet before you walk out that door, right? Before you meet any people, right?
Yes.
It's the same thing. You already have it locked in. So then instead of saying, oh, my God, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? It's going to be like, holy shit, what do I feel like doing right now? Look, where do I want to take her? Because remember, here's the best thing about it. She's not used to being taken anywhere from the average guy. So anything that you automatically do is going to put you in a higher position because she's not used to your kind. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And then also in that process, there's the sound room where I can go and use that to see how I can lead her with the photo to make her laugh, smile, blush, react.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. Everything connects. Exactly. You're nailing that shit on the head. Exactly. Everything you're saying is all connected. You see what I'm saying? Nothing about the woman. Everything about you.
And then, I'm getting it. And then
wait, caller. You don't even see the most important thing you've missed. The biggest thing, and this is good. It's not a bad thing. You missed the biggest thing. What do you think that biggest thing is? It's the most important thing. Now, I'll tell you, but I'm saying this is why you're winning. Even though you don't know it, and once I tell you, this is why you're a great man. And you don't even realize
I think I have an idea. I might be right about this.
What is it?
Is it because this is the standard?
No, that's not it. Hold on, stay there, 980. No, it's not the standard. You know what it is?
I don't know.
You're not making it about the motherfucking woman.
It has nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Right, you're not making it about sex. You're not making it about her body. You're not doing anything to make it about women. Listen to what you're saying. Me, my scribe. I got to do this for me, and I got to do this. Do you see that? So guess what you're doing
right
now?
If she didn't like the painting or whatever, like that doesn't matter because
it doesn't matter.
Doing.
Right, but peep this out. This is why you're going to win because she's not going to rent any space in your head because you're not making it about her. You're making it about the moves that you choose to do for yourself. That's the beauty in all this. That's the big thing. That's the biggest thing that you didn't see it, but I'm saying even though you didn't see it, you're winning because you're not even thinking about the woman at this point. You're thinking about what you need to do.
Yes, I get that.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I get that. I get that. It makes sense. And
that's
then
awesome.
The beautiful thing about this is that, like how I was saying earlier, this is the standard for any person, like any woman, whatever. So that,
yes,
like it's consistent with being single-minded, the one thought,
yes,
one way, one mind that I created for myself.
That's it. And there's nothing else. That is strictly it right there. So that's the beautiful thing about the game, dog.
Okay. I just wanted to ask to make sure I was.
No, that's awesome. That is fucking awesome because you're starting to look, you're changing your perception and your reality to start to look at yourself, okay? All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
And that's the important thing. So you're doing good. You're doing a great job, okay?
Yes. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
No. Fuck you. Thank you, motherfucker, for playing. This is all you. This is all you. Fuck that. This ain't about me, man.
I'm learning this from you, so I have to. Don't thank me.
No. Thank that guy. Everything you're saying right now, if I was you, I'd go buy myself a beer or something, or buy yourself something. Go ahead and treat yourself to something because you need to celebrate you. I want you to, and not only I bring you next, I want you to learn how to celebrate yourself. Celebrate these moments. This is a beautiful moment. Celebrate it. Don't just sit on it and just be happy with it. If there's a steak or something that you like to eat, go buy yourself a steak and celebrate this, okay? This is what's important to me.
Okay.
You celebrate these moments of victory, man. Don't just say yay, man. Celebrate that shit. Just buy yourself a steak or something. Just do something for yourself to reward yourself for working on yourself. Just do something,
I'll
okay?
Do that.
Please do that because you're making a huge shift. The shift is so huge and great. You're starting to see the world a different set of eyes. So you want to keep that momentum going. Reward yourself, man. Do something nice for yourself. Okay, buddy?
I will for sure.
All right. Great job. We'll throw you back in. Let me grab this other call right here. Thank you. This will be the last call. Area code 980. Sorry for the wait, sir. How can I help you? What's up?
Hey, no worries. Hey, Steve, I wanted to ask you something. I was actually... Yeah, y'all just closed off on a good point. Y'all were talking about one way, and I wanted to know how can I continue to communicate in one way to incorporate more fun into my personality. I've noticed that women often take me as sometimes not overly serious, but just like I'm one way. And even
well,
though
you're
I am
like,
one way,
well, you got a stick in your ass. Yeah, you got like a stick in your ass. No, the thing that I love the most is I've always been a big kid. I will be 51 tomorrow, right? But I'm still a big kid. I have fun. I don't take life seriously. I'm fun to be around with. I love to laugh. I love to poke fun at myself. Don't take myself serious around people and things like that. You just got to find your fun. And think about the things you used to do when you were young. What was your fun? What did you used to do for fun? What was your fun like?
Oh, man. Sorry. So back in the neighborhood, we would play knockout. That was big for me.
Well, I don't want
and
you
just
to knock
kind of
anybody out.
No, but it was just a communion that, you know, everybody shared a good time. And not only everybody, it was more so just me being able to crack jokes with people and laugh at myself, laugh at others.
So why'd you stop?
Be,
so why did you kill that part of you? Why did you stop?
Oh, man.
Because maybe someone told you were too immature or something like that or what? Why did you stop having fun?
That child part of me was definitely kind of shut down by some of my parents, but I'm open to
mom and dad, motherfuckers. Come on.
You know, it's nothing wrong with that. They just wanted me
no,
to
No, it is something wrong with that. No, there's something huge wrong with that. There's something hugely wrong with that. Who the fuck are your parents to tell you to be serious? Look, it's one thing to be mature in certain situations, but why the fuck would your parents take away your creativity, your imagination, and your sense of adventure? Why would they do that shit to you? That's fucked up. Why would they take away your beauty of what makes you so different and what makes you special and unique and why? Why would you listen to your parents? What the fuck did they say? Don't do it or something? What did they say to you to stop you from having fun, dog? The fuck?
I remember my junior year,
I was in the process of dating this one girl and getting to know her. And I remember at one point they were kind of like, you know, I don't think she's for you. You know, you need to focus on, getting the cop.
Yo, wait a second. Are you like from a Muslim or Middle Eastern where it's like you got arranged marriages? No. Are you like, dude?
I'm African, so it's kind of like
that. Well, let me tell you something. Listen. I don't stop loving your parents. Love your parents.
Right.
But mom, dad, you're not in high, you're older now, am I correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they still doing
I moved out. I'm on my own thing.
Oh, wait, are your parents still doing this shit, trying to tell you what to do with your life and shit without you asking?
Yeah, they do. They do.
No, and how old are you?
I'm 22 now.
All right, let me tell you when I got out of the house, let's see. Okay, so I lived with my mother until my sophomore year in Norfolk, Virginia. And then I moved back to D.C., well, back to PG County in Mitchellville with my father. Once I left my mother's house, that was the last time that she could ever tell me anything. And if she did tell me anything, I would correct her and say, Mom, I did not ask your opinion. I appreciate what you're saying, but please keep that to yourself. I don't want to hear that. And if she had a problem with it, it's not my problem. It's her problem. Hey, Red, thank you. I appreciate that, Red. But it's like, but see, that's what I'm saying. See, the problem is with y'all guys is that your parents are it's so fucked up how they would dangle their love and their approval. See, let me tell you how a lot of parents fuck y'all over. They dangle their love, but if you don't do what they want you to do, they will take their love away from you. And that's some fucked up shit. That's fucked up. For your parents who are supposed to love you and care about you to sit there and say, you know what? Well, if you don't do this, then I don't know. Fuck that. Now, can't tell me anything, Mom. Dad, you can't tell me anything. And if I'm with an Indian woman, Afghan, Pakistan, Russia, India, Japanese, chick from Hong Kong, UK, whatever, you're going to have to accept what I have. Because if you can't accept if you can't accept my choices as a man, then you cannot accept me. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because I don't want to hear that. Listen, I created my world the way I want it. I don't want to hear any, why is she coming and you know what the families were thinking. Man, fuck the families. Fuck you. And, man, I'm just about me. You see what I'm saying? 908. I'm just so much about me that I'm not going to have my parents try to tell me what the fuck I should be doing. Now, listen, when I was conceived up until I was living in a house, they had to tell me when I had to go to bed, when I had to eat, what I could watch on TV. Well, they couldn't really watch because I would watch squiggly lines of porn and stuff. But they can tell me all that stuff when I'm young, but they have no right to tell me how to be a motherfucking man. They can't tell me that. You're not a – I am right. Not – I sever – See, the thing that's – okay, what I'm trying to teach you and everybody is to do the one thing and make a shift in your name, your bloodline, and your legacy where you stop listening to all the handed-down motherfucking stories that your ancestors have given you and religions that they've stuck on you and all that shit they've been handing down from one generation to the next. I'm saying create the story, be the narrator of your story, learn every chapter of your story and live that story, even if it makes a shift in the way that the old heads see how things are, man. You should never try to do things to please your parents as far as religion and dating girls and all that stuff. You should be doing that for your parents because then you're living through your parents. You're not living for yourself. And again, I'm not saying don't love your parents, but you're going to if sacrifice is important. I'm not going to sit around and let my parents try to tell me what I should do and what I shouldn't do. Why would I do that?
So
So, Steve, let me ask you.
Sure.
It's one way that I can, you know, communicate, just a one way of being, really, just one way of being. Is it more beneficial to me to start at the top and work below the surface, or work from below the surface upward? If you don't get what I'm saying, I can elaborate.
Yeah, I need you to elaborate because I don't get what you're saying. What do you mean?
Okay, so it could, when I say the top, I mean the actual physical woman that I would be dealing with and communicating with her in one way, so that way.
Wait,
I know,
what
okay,
does a woman
got
to do with the game? Wait, what do you mean? Wait, why are you bringing up a woman? What does a woman got to do with anything?
Okay, so it's because, only reason I brought her up is because I know for me personally, when I see certain women, I don't pause, but it's more of a, how do I approach this one? How do I approach this
then,
one?
Then you have lost. Then you have lost. Then you don't have any game. You have lost.
Okay.
And you don't even see it. Why do you have to approach a woman a different way? Please explain that to me.
Usually it's on the environment that I change my ways. So maybe
Wait. Is the letter A in the summer?
Absolutely.
Is the letter A the first alphabet? Is the letter A the first letter in the alphabet in the summertime?
All right. So
is it yes or no? Stop. Listen. Is the letter A in the summertime? Is it the first letter in the alphabet in the summertime?
Yeah, summertime.
Is it the same letter in the wintertime?
Wintertime as well.
What about spring?
Then too.
What about at 12 o'clock?
Just the same.
What about in January?
Still the same.
What about in the daytime?
I got you. Yeah, still the same.
So what the fuck are you talking about then? What is all this feminine environment bullshit? What the fuck do you mean environment? If the letter A is the same letter, no matter what the environment is, then what the fuck are you talking about?
Honestly, I'm not trying to defend it.
You brought up the environment. So what the fuck does the environment have to do with anything?
Personally, it causes me to want to refrain from talking in the way that I like to talk, maybe one-on-one or via phone call or FaceTime.
All right, stop. Let's see. How do you like to talk? Teachers, tell us how you like to talk. How do you like to talk?
Okay, so let's say I was to see a 180-pound woman. She's kind of on the thicker side, but she has glasses and she has short hair. And then I'll give another example after this. And I see her and I say, you know what? The way you walked up to me, it made me feel like your eyes were attentive to me, and I want to be attentive to you.
Why are you a loser? You understand that bitch ass shit? You want to know? Listen to the bitch ass shit you're saying. Well, if she's 180 pounds, I'm gonna say it this way. If she's a little bit thicker, I'm gonna say that's some bitch shit, dog. You not understand that's some bitch ass shit? Do you understand that's some bitch-ass shit, yes or no? I will explain it to you. Do you understand why that's some bitch-ass shit you're saying?
Because I'm adjusting the bid based on the woman.
No, you don't adjust. Have we went over the bid? Have we done the bid?
No, I'm saying
then
that's
shut the fuck up about a bid, then shut the fuck up. If we never done the bid, don't say the word bid. If we never did the bid, why the fuck are you saying some shit you don't know about? You don't adjust the fucking bid. So you don't know the bid. So don't say that shit. Don't say you're doing a bid. And number two,
the approach.
Number two, look how weak you are. Look how much power you're giving to a fucking woman. Look how weak you are. Mm. You're basing what you say over a bitch.
Yeah, I'm trying to change that.
Look how soft you are. You ain't trying to change that. You're not. You've been what? You ain't been coached by me. So what the fuck have you been doing?
I've been taking notes on what to write to make sure.
Look at the notes you're taking. You fucking failed. Look at the weak note you're taking to tell me that you're basing what you say is off of a weight of a fucking woman? This ain't for you then. If you've been taking notes and this is what you come up with, this is not for you.
Well, Steve, let me ask you, is the shift supposed to be immediate or should it take time?
Common sense should be immediate. Common sense.
All right.
How long have you been listening to me for? How long have you been listening to me for?
I've been listening, but I've yet to
go to coaching. How long have you been listening, sir, is the question. Don't answer the question.
2 months.
2 months. Do you have your puzzle pieces?
No.
Don't waste your time here. Don't waste your time here. Can I explain to you why? I don't want you to wait. This is not for you. Can I explain to you why?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to ask you a simple question. You say you want to learn game, right?
Of course. I want to be the best version of myself.
You are the best version of yourself right now. You're weak as fuck. This is who you're supposed to be. And you don't even see it. And let me explain. So I'm going to ask you. You're here to learn game. Am I correct?
I'm here to learn game, but it's in order to become the best version of myself.
How can you become? Okay. Okay. You're here to learn from me to become the best version of you. Can we agree on that, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're here to learn from me to become the best version of yourself, and I tell you every fucking show I do, every show I do, I tell all of you to start the process of the game. To start the process of the game. To go to Walmart, to go to Target, to Michael's, Hobby Lobby, go to Amazon and get a 100-piece puzzle set. Do I not say that?
Yeah.
So,
I've been in the process of
No, shut the fuck up. Listen, dumbass. So do you want to learn game? Let's look at it. Do you actually want to learn game?
By my actions, it would say no, so no.
Then you don't. Exactly. This is why this isn't for you. Because after 2 months, your bitch weak ass is still worshiping women because you're not doing what you're told to do. You want to know when I was 9? 40. I got to do the math here. What is it, guys? Am I right? When I was 9. 9 minus 51. That puts the time as of what? 11. I'm trying to do the math here. 44. No, not 9. Not 9 is a 10. Hold on, guys. I'm trying to do the math in my fucking head. When I was 9 years old, When I was 9 years old, I was challenged like I do you guys. I was told to do something to see if I'm worthy enough to learn game. And the fact that you want to do it your bitch weak way. Yeah, let's be honest, right? You want to do it your way, right? That's the truth, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
So if you want to do it your way, then this, I can't help you. This isn't for you. Because your way is a bitch way. And all you've been doing is bitch ass shit. Thinking that you're learning game. You've been doing weak bitch shit. Thinking that you're making a change, but you ain't making no change. You're weak as fuck. And you've been listening for 2 months, and you don't have your puzzle pieces. That shows that why waste your time here? Why be here when you go to a red pill place and do it your way like they help you. I can't help you. If I was you, I would stop listening to me. I can't help you. I'm being honest with you. You can't learn game when you're told to do something to start the game and you're not doing it. How the fuck are you going to learn game? Okay, what you're thinking is you're saying, fuck learning how to count from 1 to 10. I'm going to jump right into fucking algebra and geometry and shit because I don't need that other shit. I just want to do it the way I want to do it. Do you see why this ain't for you?
I can see that's definitely a way.
Right, so don't waste your time here. Hey, listen. What you are right now is a cowardly, weak bitch. And I say this with love. You're never going to change. You're not. You're going to worship women. You're soft. You fucking listen to your bitch-ass parents, and you're a total weak bitch, dog, and it's no knock on you. But you see why, guys? You see that shit? This motherfucker talk about game. He brings up words. I know it's 42. Fuck y'all. You think you got a bid. You don't know shit about game. You know nothing about game because you know nothing about your fucking self. Because you're being told to do everything from mommy and daddy. And that's why you're a weak motherfucker, dog. This ain't for you, big guy. Does that make sense? Right. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time here. You what? I'm sorry. What was that?
I said I'll make a run to Hobby Lobby today for sure.
No, don't do it. Okay. If you're not doing it because you're instructed to do it and you're told now that you should do it, it's even worse. Don't do it. Listen, this is a beautiful thing about.
Hold on.
Steve, this is a beautiful thing.
I don't know if it's going to make a difference.
You don't know if you make sense.
I don't know if it makes a difference, but I've been in the process of moving from that. I actually moved from Maryland.
You don't give a fuck what you, if you were going to Mar, you don't. Brother. Okay. The test is the free information you get right here. That shows what kind of motherfucker you are going to be. And if you don't take the free information and utilize it to begin the process, then this is why you're who the fuck you are right now. Worry about mommy and daddy and making everything about how you talk to a woman based off of how much she weighs. Loser. Weak. Soft. This ain't for you, man. Now, I'm gonna let you go, and I got to talk to my guys real quick and explain why you're a loser. You go find somebody else. Get off my phone. Let me tell you about this loser here. Gentlemen, I think it was in 1979 it came out. It was called The 36 Chambers of Shaolin. Okay? All right? 36 Chambers of Shaolin. The young man got because I'm a Shaw Brothers Kung Fu guy. So the guy gets to the temple and he wants to learn Kung Fu. And the abbot asks him, where do you want to start? We've got 35 chambers. Where do you want to start? And that motherfucker, just like that dumbass right here, he wants to go to the 35th fucking chamber. Couldn't even damn near get in the doors of the 35th chamber. But he realized in order to become a student of the game, I got to start from the first chamber and master the first chamber. Once I master the first chamber, I'm going to be tested on the second chamber. It's going to test that I have mastered the first chamber. Just like in the school for you guys. See, when you learn how to do adding and subtraction and you go to another grade, before you start adding subtraction, they make sure they test you on the knowledge you learned before so you won't, so the information you have can move the process along. Okay? Okay? What I'm saying to you guys out here, to you guys out there, okay, is that what you see right here is the big, it's alpha, it's number one, it's a, it's the number one thing you got to do. And I tell you guys all the time, if you want to be a student, this is what you have to do. If you want to be a student, this is what you have to do. If you want to be a student. And this is free information. I say it all the time. I tell you it's not a metaphor. I tell you, in order to understand game, you must understand the communication you have with yourself. But if you've been listening to me for over a week and you don't have this, don't waste your time here. I will be honest enough with you to tell you don't waste your time here if you're not doing this, because this is the beginning. This is the beginning. This, gentlemen. Now that all my math aficionados broke my dumb ass down, because I'm old, I can start saying I'm an old man now, so y'all can, I can slide with that, but 42 years ago. Fuck all y'all guys, I love y'all. 42 years ago, when I was 9 years old, when I got into the game, I too was challenged, just like you guys right here with what you see right here. I was challenged through money. And see, what y'all will learn, even in the book, it's in the book, but what y'all will learn is that you can't buy your way into the game. You must show that you are worthy of the knowledge to get into the game. And worthiness comes from following fucking directions. I never said to go rob, kill, or harm somebody. I say to do something that your mind can't comprehend right now. You can't even see what you can't even fucking see, because you don't even know what you don't even motherfucking know. But because you don't know what you know, you think that I don't need this information, because how is this going to help me understand game? So then you fail. Then you don't want to do it. And then when I explain to you why you need to get it, and I'm asked, do you have your puzzle pieces? No, I ain't got them. How long is it to me? 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. Then this is not for you. Okay? It does not matter. It does not matter. The problem with you guys is that y'all are so damn gullible. You'll follow a guy that tells you to make it about money, clothes, and status. You'll follow a guy that tells you about female nature. You'll follow a guy that tells you be on your fucking goofy ass purpose. You'll follow all those motherfuckers. But when your sensei tells you to do something, guys, if you don't believe me, just watch The Karate Kid. Just watch The Karate Kid. Okay? Okay? What I am saying is simply, okay, to you guys out here, watch The Karate Kid. It shows what you guys are. You think you know it all, but you motherfuckers don't know shit. Daniel was told to wax on and wax off vehicles. And because his weak mind was thinking that, damn, all he's doing is giving me hard labor, why am I cleaning off these cars? I want to know about karate. I want to know about kicks and punches, Mr. Miyagi. And all you got me doing here is washing. You got me waxing on and then waxing off cars. And what did Miyagi do? Miyagi threw a punch at him. That motherfucker blocked. He didn't even realize he was doing it. Miyagi threw another punch. Motherfucker blocked. and you see, you don't know what you don't know, because in order to be a student of the game, in order to be a student of the game, you must follow instruction. If you cannot follow instruction, this is not for you. I tell all you guys, this is not for you. Okay? And listen, and let me say to you, man, please shut your fucking ass up. And I say it with love. If you don't know what the fucking beard is, then shut your fucking ass up. You don't know what the fuck you talking about. You ain't got no goddamn game. And that's why the fuck you here. So please shut your fucking ass up. You have no idea how deep the game is. So shut your fucking ass up and just sit there and be quiet. I hate how motherfuckers who think they got game can come here and try to talk some shit like they know some shit. Thank you, Leaky. Trying to question shit. I'm not the one that has problems with fucking women. You are, motherfucker. But you know what's amazing? You know you're always going to have problems because that's who you are. And that's how most of you are built. This ain't for most of you guys. This is, well, then if you're here to learn, then you need to be shut the fuck up and stop giving your fucking opinions on shit you know nothing about. How the fuck can you be here to learn, but yet you want to tell the class your weak-ass thoughts? Jesus Christ. And I say that with love for you, Schumar, whatever the fuck your name is. I'm saying that I have, this is why I turn people down and turn people away. I cannot teach you if you are not teachable. If you think that you can do it on your own, do it on your own. But look where it's brought. What did Thanos says? You can, remember that? You can't live with your own failures. So where did that bring you back to? Me. Because all you're doing is fucking failing. Only thing that's changing is your age. You're a fucking failure. Because you think you actually know game, and you know nothing about game. And how is our game different? Because there's not one motherfucker on YouTube telling you guys to get your puzzle pieces to give you a more clear, concise understanding of what game actually is. Shame. Shame. This is why winners win and losers lose. No, I've been listening, but I ain't got, I see you every time. Do you know, guys, if I were you and I saw a motherfucker like me that's giving you valuable information, the weight of the information is worth its weight in gold. But yet you take notes, but that goes to show why you're wasting your fucking time. Because if you're told to get your puzzle pieces, why aren't you off your lazy fucking ass and getting them? And if all you guys listening to me right now, you've been listening to me and you don't have your puzzle pieces, don't do it. I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to keep it a buck. Don't do it. You want to know why? Because it shows the lack of teachability you have, and it also shows that this isn't for you. You got to be tested to see if you're worthy of the information, and when you are here for more than a week and you don't have your puzzle pieces, this is not for you. Don't go get them now. See, this is what, guys, this is like how y'all do with women and shit, or how women do with you guys. So let me see how I'll explain this. So you guys will try to force a woman to change. You force change. The woman changes. Then she's mad at you because she changed because of you. I'm trying to show you how to change for your fucking self by following fucking instructions. But if you don't want to follow instructions, don't waste your time here. Go to those red pill places and be a loser. You're going to be a loser here whether you like it or not if you're not following instructions. And that's the truth. I'm not being mean or anything like that, but I'm the only one that will be honest enough to tell you don't be here. I told that guy, don't be here. You're a fucking loser. You can tell he's a loser. He listens to his fucking parents. He worries about what his parents think, number one. He takes on the bullshit stories of his parents. And then he judges women off of their weight. So what if women started judging you guys off your dick size? Would that be fair? Y'all want to judge women off their weight, so should women judge you off your dick size? You got, oh, you 5 inches, you ain't shit. You're 3 inches, you ain't shit. You're 7 inches, you ain't shit. You got to bring at least 9 to 12. And you can't bring 9 to 12, you ain't shit. So you want to be judged that way? But that's why people like that are not built for game. Because people like that think they know it all. And a lot of young motherfuckers think they do. In order to have game, you must be able to be teachable. And a lot of you guys are not teachable. But anyway, this is what y'all will learn. And because a Tyron Lannister would not do that, okay? Would not do that. Would not even deal with you guys. So y'all will see. Y'all will understand. Anyway, guys, I appreciate all you guys out there. Guys, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everything. Everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. We appreciate you all. But listen, guys, if you don't have your puzzle pieces, don't get them. Don't waste your time. Just realize that this ain't for you. Don't do it. Because listen, I'll tell you right now, if you get your puzzle pieces now after you heard what I said, then that's going to reinforce why you're never going to get it, because your mind has already got you trapped. You get it because you want to be a student of the game, not because you're forced to. And if you haven't got it, you've lost. And I'm being serious with you. I'm not going to joke with you. I don't want you wasting your time and your money over here, because this shit ain't for, this is for a very small group of individuals that want to terrorize the world in a sexual, fun way to live the life of a king, a warrior, and a god. And if you don't want that, I can't help you. We out. I will see you tomorrow on my birthday. Hey.